Precious, Akev. Shaila, I'd like to discuss today. I heard last week when I was in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very interesting Shaila. When the Shaila was presented to Rav Bloy, he's the son of the Pesach Choshen, in Eretz Yisrael, he said, "Oh, das a gute Shaila." So it's a very interesting Shaila. It's multi-layered. My only hesitancy in speaking about the Shaila is that it doesn't encroach on a sensitive topic, and because of that, it is easy to get sidetracked and involved in the issue which is not really the Chosh Mishpat Shaila Shaboy, but a secondary issue. If there is time at the end, or which means if there's not enough questions, then there will be an opportunity for me to harp on about it then. I'll tell you the Shaila. The Shaila is as follows. There's two Bochrim who were coming back from Tveria to Yerushalayim on a bus. And one of the Bochrim, let's call him Fischl, you'll tell you why. He's called Fischl. Fischl says to Simcha, says, "Do you have a phone?" He says, "Sure, I've got a phone." Pulls out his phone, you know, like this, phone like this, you know, harmless phone. So he says, "Why?" He says, "No, it's not good." "What's the problem?" "See, I had the phone, smartphone, and I lost it on the trip. And the problem is I have a flight I need to check in for. I need to do some banking stuff. And, you know, I need my smartphone, you know, for the journey. So I'm a bit stuck." So Simcha says to him, "Well, listen, I have a plan, a SIM plan, which has data on my SIM card. I never use the data because I've got a kosher phone." So Fischl says, "Well, I happen to have a phone, I have a spare phone, a second phone in my pocket, which I don't really use because I already have my main phone. But my second phone, I have no plan on it, no data on it. So you can give me the SIM card from your phone." That Simcha has a SIM card in his phone. He's going to give the Fischl who has a phone. So Simcha says, "Okay, no problem, Fischl, I'll give you the SIM card." So Simcha gives the SIM card to Fischl. Fischl puts it on the phone, and then he goes back to his seat and starts doing his business on the phone. A few minutes later, Simcha, the owner of the SIM card, goes to Fischl at the back, who he's playing on his phone, and says, "One second, Fischl." He says to him, "That phone, do you have a filter on your phone?" So Fischl says, "Well, I'll tell you the truth, it's only a spare phone, I never use it, so it actually has no filter on it." So Simcha says, "I'm really sorry, I'm not going to allow you to use my data on an unfiltered cell phone." So Fischl says, "Fine, so no problem, put a filter on it." So what he does is, so Simcha takes the phone and he downloads a filter, however it's done, downloads the filter, puts the filter on, gives it back to Fischl. Fischl uses the phone for the next 2 hours. End of the journey, he gives him the SIM card back. Fischl says to him, "Okay, take off the filter." Simcha says, "I don't know if I'm allowed to." So, that's the Shaila. Can Fischl force Simcha to take off the filter from his smartphone? Now, again, let's not get involved in the kanois of it. Let's talk about the choshen mishpat shaboy. What's the taina? That's the taina. So Fischl's taina is azoi. Fischl says, I have a smartphone here. Without a filter, it's worth £200. I can sell it on eBay. With a filter, it's worthless. So now you have caused £200 of damage to my smartphone. And you have no permission. So get rid of the filter. Take it off. That is Fischl's taina. Fisher has the phone. Now the phone has a filter on it. So now it's gone down in price. And that is not going to do an issue with it. That's not his kibun. His kibun is, you know, as a phone, and it's worth money. It's now depreciated in value because of the filter on it. So, what does Simcha say to this? Simcha had the SIM card. The SIM card is used in Fisher's phone. So what does Simcha say? You know. So forget the kanois, you have a chayv to burn the phone. No, we'll deal with that later. That's not our shmooze. Ma'asi is a taina. So Simcha says, one second. Fishel, you're forgetting about the Gemara and Brachas. What's the Gemara and Brachas? So the Gemara and Brachas tells us the story. And Daf Chof says, Rav Ado Bar Avo, Rav Ado Bar Avo was going in the street. Chaz Yolahui Kutis. He saw a goy, a shiksa, a non-Jewish lady. Dav Levisha Karbalta. She was wearing a Karbalta. Right? What's a Karbalta? Karbalta is machloik, is exactly what it was. According to some shittas, it was a beged sheyesh boi shatnes. According to other shittas, it was a red-colored beged. Bright red. It's a red coat. She's wearing a red coat. Meshuka in the street in public. Sovar he held. The Bas Yisraeli. She was a Jewish. He's like, a Jewish lady is wearing shatnes? Or a Jewish lady is wearing a red coat in public? Rabbeinu Chanan calls it a pritzis. It's pritzis. You can't do that. Boli de Aveira. It's going to come to Aveira if you wear this in public. Kom kare mina. He ripped it off her. Tore it off her. Then what happened in the end was the Gloy Milsa, they found out, the Kutis, she wasn't Jewish, which means he made a mistake. That means he'd gone and ruined this Karbalta of this non-Jewish lady. So what does he have to do? Shaimua, they evaluated Ba'aba Meya Zuzi, 400 Zuz. So he said to her, Avada Ba'aba says, Oy, Omele Mashmoch, what's your name, lady? Omele Mosun. My name is called Mosun. Omaleo, he said to her, Mosun, Mosun. Your name is Mosun twice, because Mosun also means 200. Mosun, Mosun, you got 400. Mosun, Abba, Mea, Zuzi, Shavir. So basically, Rav Ado Bar Avva took the 400 Zuz and had to pay her. The Gemara brings us a Moshu for the Mesiris Nefesh, the Kanoas people had in those days. The Nidin is that it's clear from the Gemara that had the lady been Jewish, he would not have had to pay the money. Why not? Because he's moinea the lady from doing an aveira. Either she was wearing shatnes, or it was a pritzis dika beged, and therefore, mitzad chiyuv lafrush chevra meni iser, to keep her from doing an iser, he was allowed to damage her goods to prevent the iser from being done. As I pass at the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Paskind in Yeridea, Simon Shin Gimel, Sif Aleph, Horoya Kilaim Shel Torah Al Chaveroi. If you see your friend is going around with shatnes in the beged, Afilu Hoya Mahalich Bushuk, even in public, Koi Fetzloi, jump on him, the Koiroi Mi Olav Miyad, Terofim Vafilu Hoya Rabbi, even his Rebbe. Now, Zog the Ramah disclaimer. Good to know, not our shmooze. If he's shoygeg on it, he doesn't know it's Yisrael, he doesn't know it's Shatnes, he's not the Achis, he doesn't know, then ein tzorech loy maloy b'shuk, mishum kovad abrius. If you want to be a kanoi, and the person's a shoygeg, there's something called kovad abrius. If a person's a shoygeg and he's going in public, doesn't realize, don't embarrass him in public. You're not mechuyev to tell him in public. Let him go home. When he's home, say you got rid of it. If it acts like then, I can't rip it off him. But you're not mechuyev to tell a shoygeg person to cause himself covered up bria's dicker issues. There's not quite any gear, Agav. Let's you see a person walking in the street with a stroller, let's say, or with a baby, right, on Shabbos, and you tell him, one second, the arrow's down. No, don't tell them. Why? Because what are they going to do? Are they going to stand in the street till after Shabbos with a baby? No, they're not going to do that. So mutar shiyu shoygeg. Don't tell them. Let them go home b'tayas shoygeg. Once they don't b'tayas shoygeg, then tell them. Hey, so don't go out again. Yeah, okay, technically speaking. But in the end, they're stopping with the shmooze every minute. They're stopping with the friends, schmoozing. Don't tell people necessarily. Not always if someone's doing an Aveira, do you have to deal with them straight away about the issue? Because, although, firstly, either in the case of covered a breastic issue, if it's a shoygig, and you're not mechuyev to tell them. And who I think got a shanis rabbanan zelba inyan. If it's only shanis rabbanan, you don't have to tell them in public, because they'll cover the breast. And also, mutan shi shoygig, I'm saying, don't tell people if they're going to do it anyway, because all you're going to do is make them worse off. So that's the passing in Shulchan Aruch about the shanis. If it's deraisa, take get rid of it. Taka from the Maisa and Brochus. It's interesting, the Yamsha Shloime in Hameniach, Baba Kama, speaks about this. Over there, the Shaila is that you're allowed to hit someone physically to keep them from doing an Isser. And he says like this. He says, Kol Bar Yisrael, every Jew, Yochol Lahakwe's Chaver, you can hit somebody else, Kedei Lafrushim Eisura, to keep him from doing an Isser. Right? He says, Shemutu la koisa al dova tichocha, but he says like this, disclaimer, V'davka bo'odam muchzik lekashus, it's got to be somebody who's muchzik, he's a kosher person, shiodua l'shem shomai mosa. One condition of being a kanoi is you got to do l'shem shomai. V'hu odam choshev muflag, he's got to be an honored person, special. Av bistoma de'inshi lavko k'minir, a regular person. You can't ground hitting people because you probably don't mean l'shem shomayim. You know, a person will say to his friend, see that cheeseburger? Go ahead and eat it. Make my day. You know, with a big club waiting for him. No, you can't do that because that's not l'shem shomayim. Right? B'son l'avko community came l'shavkes chayel cho beria. No one can survive that way. B'chol adam reik. Every person is an empty person. Yeilech v'yake chaver adova yichocho. Everyone's going to ground hitting people. Right? Oh, this is a great line. Great line. The Torah doesn't give reshus and a steak, uritsua, ella only ledayin, to a dayin. Great. Right, anyway. Oy, Adam Choshev, another Choshev person. Shiroi, Leah, the Rabbi, because you listen to him. So a person's Choshev, he can do it. That's physical, and we have added a klal always. A person's momen is never more choshev than their goof. So if you're allowed to hit the person, as I be talking before in Yamsha Shloime, certainly you're allowed to be masid momoinoi lafi shoyme isura. I'm allowed to cause a hezek to his money to keep him from doing an isur. Fine, as I tainted simcha. I'm not taking off filter, davar isur. Fine, kum, so again, fishel. Balcony, you're a few stages down. We're not there yet. Yet. Good. Great. Nachon. Says him back. 1 second. It's true, says Fischl. There is a cloud bottle. A type of people who were busy on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a very good day to learn things which you can't learn normally. Unfortunately, now they have movies instead, and everything. No one learns anything anymore. The idea of Tisha B'Av is to learn things which you don't normally learn, which things like that. There's also Sefer Iyov, Gvaldig Sefer. It says in Iyov over there, they're discussing over there a person's situation in life. Iyov was complaining, a person suffers, you know, it does avers, it suffers, it's terribly unfair. So one of the rebuttals from Tsoifa Hanamosi said to Mazoi, says, Imatachi noisali becha, if you prepare your heart properly, uforasta elav kapecha, and that then will be able to control your actions. Your actions are controlled by your motivations. If a person has correct motivation, then what will happen is, memele he'll do the right thing. Your hands are controlled by your heart. If your heart's in the right place, then the person is not going to come to Averis. If you have an oven, if you have an Aver in your hand, you keep away from it. But he says, "Val tashkein boy alecha avlo." Don't keep in your tent an avlo. What's that? So, an Iyov, unfortunately, means don't keep in your heart a reservation, something which is, I'm not sure about a reservation, something which is spiritually incorrect, bad idea. The Gemara in Kesubas uses this passage for something else. The Gemara in Kesubas Dav Yud Tes says the following. Osur loyla adam, it's forbidden for a person, shezoha shtar amona b'seich beisoy. You're not allowed to have a shtar which has already been paid up in your house. Shneimar atashkein boyalecha avlo. If you have a shtar, let's say a person has a shtar, right? Reuven lent Shimon money. Shimon paid him back. Reuven gave him a receipt. I couldn't find the shtar at the time. I gave him a receipt. The shtar is still sitting among Reuven's papers. Reuven has to get rid of that shtar. Why? It's one of two reasons. The first chashash is that if Reuven drops dead, his Yerushim will find the papers. They'll find the shtar. Well, Shimon owes you the money. Let's go and manage Shimon. Shimon may lose the receipt because a person had to keep a receipt. So it's not a taina. I'll keep a receipt. Could have lost it. Shimon might be dead as well by then. And the Yerushim goes to the Yerushim. Problematic. Don't keep a shtar which is not paid off. The second problem is because maybe Reuven at one point in time the heart will get the better of him and he'll be a bit short of funds and he'll use the opportunity. Shimon will, let's say, struck it rich and he'll come to Shimon and say, this Shimon, you know, this thousand, I'm not sure it's paid or not. You know, is a shtar still here? No, showing them a check, you know, whatever. You know, it can happen. So because a person may come to do an aveira with this chayfetz, then it's also don't even have it in your house. Pasuk Taka says in Devarim, you can't have in your house a stone which is inaccurate weight. The Sifri brings down Rabbi Kiva, says, you can't even have it in your house. There's an Issa we know, to toimen mishkoloisav bamelach. The Gemara tells us in Eshach, you're not allowed to take weights and put them in salt. Machlokes there what the problem with the salt is. One day holds because what it does is the salt eats away, corrodes the weight. So you got this nice 1 kilogram weight, and then you put it on your scale. Okay, I'm going to give my customer a kilogram of flour, and it's only 950 grams, because the salt has eaten away, corroded the weight, so it's less. It's an isser to even do it. It's not just an isser to actually use a false weight on a scale. It's an isser even to do the maisa of setting yourself up for a spiritual disaster. Second day it holds that the salt adheres to the weight and increases the weight, so therefore the buyer will use it. Give me a kilogram of flour, puts it in the scale. It really is 1 kilogram, 10, 50 grams because of the extra salt stuck on it. Vinishvi, having the item in your house, saying it's about that is not very the Gemara Tak also says in Nesach, is there a Nesach over there? It says a person is not allowed to put Tcheres, we know. Tcheres is very expensive. A person could have a Yetzirah to do Kela Ilan. That's a dye, a fake dye, which is not real Tcheres, much, much cheaper. A person puts that on the tzitzis. So the Gemara says over there in Ezer Neshach, first blat over there, that if you do that, you're chayiv even from the Shas Tliya. Once a person puts tzitzis through the beggar, through the hole, ties the tzitzis onto the beggar, you didn't wear it, didn't sell it, you're just tying it on. That itself is osur. Why? Because our tashkein boylecho avla. We don't want people to have around chafetzim shel iser in their possession. So therefore, any time a person has a chafetz shel iser, you don't have to have it. It's to have it. It's to possess it. However, avada it's choluk. The choluk's not the same as our case. Our case talking about is a self smartphone without a filter. Smartphone without a filter is not bechetza. A chetzah for an aveira. I'm going to qualify that later. Don't take off your filters yet. Chas v'shalom. Why? Because a cell phone be'etzim can be used for a dover mutter. I can check my emails on it. I could put a filter on it. As long as a person has a cow in his backyard. You know what you can do with a cow? With a cow, you can shoot it in the head and then sell it for kosher meat and you'll be a bigger aveira. Everyone will eat treif, right? You can take a chicken and throttle it and eat it. Eat it alive. You have to have chickens in your backyard. Yeah, why? I can do an isser with it. The fact you can do an isser with something doesn't make a chavetz shel isser. If the whole te'elis, the whole idea of the chavetz is it can only be used for isser, then enochanam, Simcha is quite right. You can't have it. Therefore, to have a phone without a filter is also to have it. I can destroy your phone. I can go around with a hammer, find people with cell phones and smash them up. But you can't do that. Because it's not be'etzem a chavis, it's not the same as the kabalta, which is the chavis of shatness. It's not the same as the shtar, which is it's not the same as the shtar, which already paid off, which is, can only be used for an iser, like the weights. All these cases, the chepetz has a shtamshus of iser only. So Mela, you can't say now on this smartphone that Simcha put on the filter, Fisher wants to take it off, that, hey, keep it on. So LMI, that would not be a good taina. Fisher is a good taina. Take off the filter. It might come to iser. You're right. It's like a chicken. It's like a cow. Like anything else. You can do anything. Can you have a light in your house? Why not? Might switch it on Shabbos? Also have lights in your house? Nishto
azazach. So,
are you allowed to sell phones without a filter? So, again, that's a very... That question does go off the subject because that comes as subjective to who you are selling the phones to. If you get a guy coming in, and he's obviously looking for trouble, then you may have a problem with the either. Baal kumen. Okay, we're trying to avoid getting onto the kind of noise. The shaila is Israel loved the rise of Lois Sosur. He bought the Gedolim say you shouldn't have a smartphone. A grader, someone told me a pesach. Where did he get pesach? I get off the topic. Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Some came from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Right, Baal Tshuva. I mean Baal Tshuva. So was Baal Tshuva because he didn't know benching Baal Peh. So he said, I don't know benching Baal Peh, and my friend offered me to bench from his phone. But there's no filter on the phone. So you have Mrs. Derais at the bench, we got this phone. Zodam Chaim Kanievsky, apparently, you're potter from benching your anoyness. Besser nicht zu benchen, wenn nutzen nach Telefon, as I tell them. That's what you like. You like that? That's your style? Good, fine. Okay, good. Make it happen. Right.
So is he allowed to sell them or not?
Again, selling, that's not our subject. If we get, well, I'd like to finish the shayla first, and at the end, maybe we'll hack. Right? Unless there's more questions. We're back home today. I spoke about that last year. Right. Elamai, what's the shayla? So, Simcha said to him, 1 second. You want to mourn me. You want to say I've done a mazik to you. But I did it with your permission. Sido ahalocha. It's brought down in the Gabe in Meniach Gabe Eved of Kraksusi. Kraksusi, what's Kraksusi? Reuben says to Shimon, Kraksusi, go ahead, tear my beged. Tear it. I'm giving you my coat. Go ahead and tear it. Reuben tears the beged. Does he have to pay him or not?
Yeah.
Does he have to pay him? Oh wow. Yeah. Just like that. Instant sack. The Gemara has a chakira about it. The Gemara says two malachim. What's the nidin? The nidin is if I say kraksusi, what do I think? Go ahead and destroy it. The case of the Ramah in Reish Mem Vav, where it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, is where Reuben said to Shimon, "Boy, ve'echol imi, come and eat by me." Right. So Reuben walks into Shimon. Shimon walks into Reuben's house. It's Reish Mem Vav Sif. Sif Yudayin. Come and eat with me. So if I say, you come and eat by me, what am I saying? Take my food and destroy it. So what happens after the meal is, he says, I hope you enjoyed your meal. It's going to cost you £10. £10? Well, you destroyed my food. But you took my food, right? You took a nice piece of chicken, a nice piece of kugel, potatoes, salad, the whole lot. You destroyed it. You're a mazik. You got to pay. Right? That's his time now. The Ramah paskind, you're chayv to pay. You got to pay. Now, you got to pay? You told me to come and eat. So? I didn't say you should be potter. I tell you to go and eat chazer. You go and eat it. You're potter, you're chayv. You can't damage people. What if it causes damage to another person? You know who asked the kasher? Tosis asked the kasher. Tosis and Daf Nun Vav in Ksubis asked the following shayla. Inyan nezikin, neima shlo yuchal limchol. How can a person be moichol nezikin? How can a person say, kraksusi, go and tear my thing and you'll be potter? The Torah says, you're chayiv. The Torah says, if you cause damage to somebody else, you are chayiv. So how can a person say, do that, maisa hezek and be potter? It's mas mashkos and betayra. You're making that title Torah says like that. Mashkos and betayra.
Could you not say the fact that he says, go and
turn
it, I'm
a vater of the other. So, the Ketzai Sachoshin, over the Reish Mem Vov, says the following. He says, Alam Dazazai. He says, what's called hezek? How do you teach hezek? What's a mazik? Something to cause damage. Something to cause damage is because I'm taking your thing. Shaloi b'yishus, I'm causing damage to your thing. If you let me do something, I'm not called a mazik b'chal. There's no mais and mazik involved. Mazik, damage, happens where I do something b'akoch against your will. If I done against your will, then achlami, you're a mazik. But with your will, it's not called a mazik b'chal. It brings a raya from the Shittim Kibetzes and Eilin Iris. The Shittim Kibetzes brings us halacha, the guy we know is the halacha of Mefuta. The halacha of Mefuta is that if Reuven seduces Shimon's daughter, then he has to pay Reuven aktana. He has to pay Reuven money. Why? So it says, Mefuta is a knas. If you mefata somebody, you boil her, pay a knas to the father. What's the halacha about Mefuta Yisoyma? She has no father. So the halacha in that case is lichoira, who's the knas go to? Who's the knas go to? So the shita, you potter. Why you potter? Because what's Mefuta? Mefuta is she gives a shus. If she gives the shoes, she let you go ahead. So you're not a mazik. So therefore, I was mazik, you can't be a mazik. You did it with shoes. Beish, what belongs to the father, Kanas, he wasn't Michael the Kanas. The father did it with shoes, he needed his permission as well, because he's a bailim of his daughter. Masha Inkin, she's a mefutu yisoyma. There's no maisa mazik altogether. So Mary's shoes helps. And you find this yisoyd every day you find in school playgrounds. We know that halacha is coming up to sukkahs. Sukkahs is interesting shaila. If a person has enough money for two sets of lulav v'sirugim, and there's him, he has a 14-year-old son and a 12-year-old son. Who does he buy the two sets for? What's the shaila? The shaila is, well, he's mechuyev. He has one set to buy. He has one kid 12, one kid 14. Who does he give the set to? So the answer is, Pasha, anyone who knows Hilchos Lulav and Esek knows you buy it for the 12-year-old. 12-year-old? Why? He's on the chinuch. The 14-year-old's got a real chiyuv of lochem. So the answer is azoy, because we're talking chutz la'aretz over here. And the chutz la'aretz is a chiyuv of lochem. You have to own Lulav and Esek on day one and on day two as well. There's a halacha that a katan can't be makne, can't give something away. He doesn't have the yichoyres to give something which he has to somebody else. So if I give my lulav and esek to the katan on day one, it's stuck by him. We can't get it out because the katan can't release it and give it to somebody else. So therefore, the 14-year-old, I can take mine, give it to him, and give it back to me. But the 12-year-old can't release it once he's got it. So therefore, you buy the lulav necessary for the 12-year-old. It's his for day one and day two. He's in the cabinet of Lachem on both days. The 14-year-old can be yotze with you. But you don't give the 12-year-old because he can't give it back. Oy bazoy, if a 12-year-old can't be makne, let's say he goes to the school playground and he got two kids playing. Right? 12-year-olds, right? Let's do, oh, let's 12-year-old and a 14-year-old make it. Right? And the 14-year-old says, oh, can I have one of your potato chips? He says, yeah, here. Nah, I can't take it. Why not? Because it's a cotton. How can a 12-year-old give me a potato chip? Give him one of his candies, one of his chocolates. How can he do it? Can't be makna. And if the 12-year-old can't be makna, then the 14-year-old is taking something which is stolen. How does it work? How can a 12-year-old give you permission to go into his bag of candies and take one and eat it? Because the chay can't do it. The answer is enoch namba, because you don't need bailus. You don't need ownership. I just need permission not to be a ganav. If Yenim gives you permission, since he says you can take it, that permission removes the iser nezik, removes the iser of ganeva. So if I'm not a ganav, I'm not eating my thing. If a 12-year-old kid gives me three bags of potato chips, I can't go and get married with those. He gave it to the women. Hi, I'm potentially with these potato chips. Why? Because they belong to the coffin still. I can eat them because he gives me permission. I'm not a ganav. There's no Isra and Geneva eating it, but they're not mine. So therefore, the 12-year-old's permission helps to take away the Isra of Geneva, the Isra Mazik, but Avada, it does not yet belong to the owner. So, Huadin over here, our case. So also, if I give permission for you to go and damage my thing, crack susi, I'm taking away the Isser Mazik. There's no Isser Mazik, you have the permission. Once you have permission, you're not called the Mazik anymore. Since you're not called the Mazik, therefore you can get away with it. Not a problem. So Simcha says, you told me crack susi. You told me, put a filter on the phone, I have permission to do it. If I have permission to do it, I'm not called the Mazik anymore. There's no Maisa Mazik. You let me do it. Oh, granted, the reason why Taka said, the Reish Men Vav, you're chayv for a boy of Echol, may come and eat supper by me, and you call Tempa Namish to the food, you're chayv because you got a meal. You filled your stomach up. That's worth money. Nehne. I give you a benefit. Aus mazik and acham yom yachayv. Moshe, if you eat the meal, throw it up straight away, Taka be positive. No. Very little, anyway. That argument. So, that's the Tana crack susi. You have permission to do it. So, Fisher says, fine, very nice, take it off. You only have permission now to put it on temporarily. Take it off now. Take it off. So on that, he says, why should you take it off for? What for? Because you're damaging my thing. A phone now with a filter on in it, as it is now, is gone down a path. You have no permission to keep it on longer than when I was using this one. I'm using your data. Fine. I'm stuck. I'm using it conditionally. You only let me use your SIM card with my phone if there's a filter on it. But now, you've lost your shlita. The craxus is gone away. So l'chayra, you're mazik b'shev al taisen. You're mazik, even not doing anything, l'chayra, you've got to remove the filter. The taina is, so Simcha is back to him, so what? What have I done essentially? What I've done is I've taken your phone and I put it in a locked box. You can't access it. What's the halacha if I take your item and lock it away? So we know there's a halacha of Sheves by Adam. A person, there's five nezikin for a person. There's nezek, tsar, ripui, Sheves, and boishim. If you hit a person, then you have to pay for his damage, his refuah, getting better, the pain involved, the busha, and also the Sheves, the fact that he cannot work. If I put a person out of work, send him off to hospital, then I have to pay for his loss of wages because he cannot work. That halacha applies only to people. There's no sheves bekelim. So therefore, the marshal, let's say I would hire a fellow, I'd hire a fellow, take me to the airport, take me to the Wales. I'm hiring you, take me to Wales for the day. So the fellow says, okay, my fee is £100, and the van will cost another £100 rental on the van. I cancel on him on the last minute. Well, we know he lost the job, it's the summer. You've got to pay him for the lost job. But I only have to pay him the £100 for his wages. The £100 in the van, I don't have to pay. Because his time is, what do you mean, I lost £100 rental on the van, I could have used it for somebody else. You're right, but that's Shevet's Kalim. Putting your item out of use temporarily, where it can't be used, the item is still intact. It's not, there's no damage to it, you just can't access it. It's locked, the phone as well, has a filter on. It can't be used. It's still a good working phone, the filter works on it, it's a great phone. So therefore, it's just been locked in a box. Locking something in a box is be'etzim only a gromo benizokin. It's only an indirect damage. Indirect, you're talking not chayv to pay for it. So Simcha says, listen, I'll only gromo. It's locked away. I love it. These chayv are great tamid chachomim. Great. Anyway, so Simcha says, I'm not thinking. So Fisher says, I'm not chename. Oh, but even by gram hezek, you're chayv to misalik it. You can't have it ongoing. If you cause me a gram indirect hezek, you've got to take it away, misalik it, remove it. Now remove it. You've got to take it away. Fine. So Simcha went back to the Rav and said to him, okay, what do I do? I'm stuck. He said, remove it. So the Rav told him, this is Rambam Bloy said to him, listen. Tell him like this. If you can find a Rav who will let you do that, then I'll remove it. You find a Rav. Let me know. You find a Rav who says I'm allowed to remove the filter, then I'll remove it. So the first shaila was, does he have to tell Fischl that or not? Because let Fischl come and ask him. He told Fischl, okay, I'll get back to you. Went to ask his Rav. Does he have to tell Fischl that? Well, Kubi doesn't have to tell him altogether. Because if Fischl wants it, he'll come and mourn him. If a person doesn't ask you for something, then the choy not chayv, can never there's a mechil involved. So if I can presume the mechil, I don't need to chase him up to inform him of what's happened. On the other hand, could be
he's selling the phone, though. He's selling it as well.
We don't know what he's going to do with it. We don't know. We don't know what's going to do with it. And I'll go upon him. That was the psak. If you can find a rov that will tell you it's a mutter for me to take off, I will take it off for you. Obviously, a blood held attack. I can't be my near you. I was close to mishpat. I can't. You can't. I can't be. You can't. I can't withhold the password from you because it's not on your phone. Oh, but you've got to find a matzah son who will let you do it. As of, I have heard that there was no one yet came back. Fisher has not come back yet with the Rav. Vice versa, could be his taker, so I'm a kibble. The guy with doing the square with the phone. So I'll share something with you, which I think we said last year here, based on this week's parasha. Moedika there. The Torah says a very, 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 very difficult pasuk to understand. The pasuk says, V'loi sovi so'eva el be'sechem. Right? We learned it this morning. Those who already davened will have learned it. Don't bring a to'eva into your house. Right? What's the Torah talking about? Nobody in the right mind brings a to'eva into the house. If I find something disgusting, I ain't bringing it home. Right? I'm not going to the fields, you know, going to walk in the farm. You know, I say, hey, here's a nice present for my wife. You know, brings it, goes like, you know, a nice cow heap, you know, brings it home. 3 days, what a nice present. That's disgusting. Get out of the house. You don't bring that home. It's disgusting. Right? Horrible. Right? But it says, don't bring it into your house. A person, let's say, makes a simcha in his home, right? And his friend comes in, you know, wearing, let's say, you know, a peach green tie, you know, like with blue and, you know, yellow triangles. That's disgusting. Get it out of here. Why? It's also for you to be in my house. It's disgusting. It's impossible. What does the Torah mean? If something's disgusting, I'm not bringing it home. And I don't think it's disgusting. Well, if I don't think it's disgusting, so it's not also then. What does the Torah mean? What are we talking about over here? Don't bring something disgusting into your house. If I think it's disgusting, I'm going to bring it in. If I don't, it's not also. The answer is because the pasuk says, V'loi sovi, and don't. What's vav mean? Vav saying and don't. It's a hemshech from the previous pasuk. Go to the previous pasuk. Previous pasuk says gevaldik. It says, Psile Elohim tisrafun bo'esh. You have a getchker, you have an idol from the goyim, you gotta burn it, destroy it in fire. Avada, what's the shaila? Person has a cross, you have one of these Buddhist statues. Burn it, who wants such a thing? There might be a problem with the pasuk says. What's the problem? Because they don't just make them with wood. They make them jewel encrusted. With nicer gold finish. Silver plates. Everything. Gorgeous. Zog the pasuk. Loi sachmoid. Kesef vizov aleim. Because E is true. You don't want the getchgrin. I've had enough. Oh, but you know. Listen. It's got gold and silver. This is worth a fortune, this thing. You know? I found this, you know, snuck into the local cloister. Just finished services. Nice cross over there. Put in. Go up. I'm not going to avoid it. It's the Chas Shalom, no. But it's got gold and silver on it. It's got jewels. So what? Business is business. I'm going to do business with it. I'm not going to get it. I'm going to do business with it. No, says the Torah. Loi sach ved kesef is of. It's true. You can use them for business. And make money with them. But you're not allowed to. Why? Penti vokesh, boy, you'll get ruled in. Kisoya vas Hashem. Because that's a toy eva. Says the next pasuk, Loi sovi soyeh el beisecha. Don't bring the toyeva home. It's a toyeva. What you have to do is shaket shakseno. Understand, avada, business is a heter. It's true. Oh, but it's a toyeva deke business. A person wants to do business in these things, you should know it's a toyeva. The attitude has to be to the cell phone, like such a smartphone. Yeah, business is a heter, other thing. Oh, but it's a toyeva. The pasuk says it's a geshker, and avada, we all know it can be used for terrible things. Ah, you want to use it for business? Loi sachman. You shouldn't be a chemda. You shouldn't desire it. It has to be a te'evadic attitude to it. A person has a te'evadic attitude, they're not chanam. It's such an attitude. I'm stuck. I need the cell phone because I have the business, but I can't stand it. I want to, you know, touch with a handkerchief when I use it. So people you can sell cell phones to. And a chanam. Mutu. But you have to have the correct attitude, the correct thing to it. That is really not a shmuz. The ikka is causing a head, the chushmisha boy. There's much more to say on the topic. Chumash, you can carry on with it. Then have a good summer. Oh, yeah.